You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is coffee? It's the stuff of hurried businessmen and laid-back art students found in cheap diners and expensive European cafes. Coffee plants are a type of evergreen plant, meaning they have leaves throughout the year, regardless of the season. Think back to high school biology class when you learned about classification. Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species. Coffee plants are in the same family that includes quinine and gardenias. And coffee is in a genus called Coffea, C-O-F-F-E-A. When we talk about the beverage coffee, most of the beans are of two types, commonly called Arabica and Robusta. The species name for the Arabica type is Coffea arabica. So the common name is the same as the scientific name. Not the same for Robusta. Its scientific name is Coffea canephora. And here's the surprising thing. Even though we tend to assume those two species are the only species of coffee plant, there may be up to 100 different species of Coffea, according to the National Coffee Association. When you hear terms like Blue Mountain, Java, Colombia, Kona, Kenya, Mocha, these are varieties, sometimes called cultivars. Usually they're varieties of Arabica or Robusta. While varieties can be named after where they're grown, they're also given really boring names like S4, N39, PDRY15, or SL26. Yeah, not quite as glamorous as Sumatran, Cameroon, or Guatemalan. The main coffee-producing countries are Brazil, Vietnam, Colombia, Indonesia, and Ethiopia. Of these, Brazil is the leader, by far, providing about one-third of the world's coffee. The top coffee-drinking countries are the Scandinavian countries, although the U.S. imports more because of higher population. Coffee just might be the world's second most traded commodity behind oil. The brown color occurs as the beans are roasted and darkens with more roasting. The heat is causing sugars in the beans to caramelize or brown. In fact, here's an experiment where your youth or scout troop can use coffee to dye cloth. You'll need two small pieces of cloth, like a washcloth or a strip of white t-shirt. Fill a pot halfway with water and add 3 to 4 spoons of instant coffee. Put it on a boiler or a hot plate, and when the water starts to boil, lower the temperature and add one of those pieces of cloth. Simmer for a few hours, and when you're tired of cooking it, remove the cloth and wash it in cold water until the water is running colorless. Next, wash it in soapy water to set the color, and then compare the color of your dyed cloth to the undyed piece. Well, we've just learned a little bit about coffee. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.